Numbers 3, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgive me of my sin.
Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
O Lord, merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you,
God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us, and has given His only Son to die for us, and for His sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on His name, He gives power to become the children of God, and has promised them His Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Amen.
We chant the introit from the insert. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
Glory be to God on high,
you and preserve us, that we may not be lost forever, but follow you, rejoicing in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will
dealing away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel.
Glory be to the Father.
By the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius
609. You may be seated. Might be. But in that aha moment, When something is found, the furrowed brow is lifted by a smile of delight. The burden of the mind is lifted. The heart is glad, and there is joy. In that moment of abounding joy, the certainty the lost has been found puts a spring in our step, and maybe even a song in our hearts. So the joy of finding is something that we all can relate to. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus uses the joy of finding to describe his joy of finding us. Jesus finds all repentant sinners and brings them home with rejoicing. The first verses of our text highlight the difference between repentant sinners and unrepentant. Repentant sinners draw near to hear the word of God, but the self-righteous grumble at the voice of the shepherd. To our text. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Compare the reactions to hearing the word of God. Sinners are drawn to the word, wanting to hear more. Sinners' ears are opened by the voice of Jesus himself, who says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Repentant sinners hear the word of the law with its demand for perfection and recognize that they are lost, that they need to be found of Jesus, their shepherd. With ears attuned to the gentle voice of their shepherd, repentant sinners receive the healing voice of the gospel. Assurance their perfection is in Christ, who died and lives for them. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Repentant sinners regularly return to hear this sweet assurance, following after the voice the good shepherd. But the unrepentant, they grumble at the word of God. The self-righteous hear, but they don't understand. The self-righteous don't see themselves as sinners, as needing repentance. Sound waves are reaching the ear, but the word is not received in the heart. Self-righteous ones think people need to live the perfection the law demands before they can really receive the word of God. This is why they grumble and can't believe Jesus, a Jew and a teacher, would receive sinners and eat with them. Do we do the same? Do you ever look around and think, maybe that person better get their act together before they can really be a part of the church? Sure, we might say we're welcoming, that all are welcome to come and join us to hear God's word. But do we mean it? Do our actions show it? Or do our standoffish words and actions give even repentant sinners the impression that they're not good enough to be received here and to eat with us at the Lord's table? We're sinners. And Jesus receives us. Jesus receives you at his table not because you're good enough, but because you're bad enough to need his forgiveness. The forgiveness of sins he gives in his body and blood. All sinners need Jesus. Let's not grumble if they don't meet the standard our self-righteous old Adam would set for them, but invite them to hear the word of our shepherd. With hope, we will receive them with joy as fellow lambs. Each lost little lamb, each soul, is valuable to our Lord. The Word of God searches for lost sheep and bears them home on his own shoulders with rejoicing. The hearers of this parable understood sheep as a form of wealth. So the loss of even one was a financial loss. So they get the concept when Jesus says, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them,
does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it. They wouldn't have taken the 1% lost and returned home with the 99. No, before you take the L, you go try and get the sheep back. So the Good Shepherd, the Word of God, searches out the lost little lamb. The Lord says through the prophet Ezekiel, "Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. Lost sheep who are strayed, injured, weak, they need divine intervention to be rescued. And our God, our Good Shepherd, he delights to find his lost little lamb. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he has found it, not if, but when. The word of God does not return empty. God says, it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." God sent his word into this world to find you and to find me. The word of the law makes us aware that we are lost. When a sheep realizes that it's lost, it runs around disoriented and is terrified. It gets tired out. This is how we are under the burden of the law. When our eyes are opened to the knowledge of our sin, we see just how lost we are despite our own best works, and it terrifies us. The burden of the law exhausts every little lamb of its own effort. We're too tired to move, but we cry out with all the energy we can summon when we hear the shepherd's gospel call. The shepherd's word of the gospel brings promise of rescue and salvation from sin and the futility of our own works. Our bleat of "Hosanna, save me now," reaches the listening ears of our shepherd, our Good Shepherd, and he moves toward us, still calling with his word of comfort and peace. Each plaintive and exhausted bleat is answered by a word of hope, until finally the shepherd reaches us in the brambles of despair, picks us up, and places us on his shoulders. Repentant sinners no longer run from the word of God, but are content to be found by the gospel. Jesus, our shepherd, and the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, carries you home on his own shoulders with rejoicing. For the sake of the joy set before him, he laid you on his shoulders and bore you to the cross. St. Ambrose wrote, "The shoulders of Christ are the arms of the cross." The Lamb of God was left to die for you, the terrified little lamb who couldn't save yourself, so that you would be found in him. Jesus died for the joy that was set before him. The joy of finding. The joy of finding you. With joy, he carried you on his shoulders out of the tomb in the glory of his resurrection. Having died with him, you also live with him. And Jesus still carries you close around his neck, speaking tenderly to you as he brings you home to heaven above with the entire Church of God. The church diligently seeks the lost and receives repentant sinners with joy. The woman in our text today is the church, the bride and body of Christ. He is always searching through the light of his word, shown through his church. So Jesus continues the parable saying, "Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it?" Again, we see the value of finding one. One coin was equivalent to about a day's wage, so it wasn't an insignificant amount of money. But even one lost coin is valuable to the shepherd of the church. To understand this parable, it helps to know that the houses of the region were often built of basalt, a dark black volcanic rock. The windows were narrow and wide, high off the floor, to let smoke escape the cooking fire. So not much light would reach the floor. So a coin could very easily fall into a crack in the dark floor and escape notice except for very careful searching using a light. Jesus shines his word into the darkness of this world through the church to find lost coins, to find lost souls. The prophecy of Isaiah is held forth by the church. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. The church casts her lantern about into the dark crevices where people are trapped in sin. The light of God's word finds people where they are. His word finds you where you are today. If you are trapped in sin, his word brings release. Your sins are forgiven. Jesus, the life of the world, is your light. The light of the cross delivered you from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. Saint of God, you are the coin that has been found by the light. Coins on this earth often bear the images of kings and queens and notable people, but mortals. Once you bore this image of sin which brought mortality, even eternal death. But now, you bear the image of immortality, Christ himself who lives forever. And even the best coins made by man contain impurity. No gold or silver is 100% pure. And once you too were full of impurity, the dross of sin and works, but God melted you down by the fire of his word to purify you in him. Now, having been purified by faith in your shepherd, you are conformed to his image. You have been minted in the waters of baptism and have been stamped with a new name, the name of God. You have been imprinted with the image of your shepherd and king, Jesus Christ. You are part of God's treasury, the church. Now the joy of finding finds its completion in the heavenly courts. Both the shepherd and the woman call together their friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." And, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." The repentance of even one sinner brings rejoicing in heaven. Parable says there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. And there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The entire church and all the company of heaven experience great joy when even one sinner repents and is found by the shepherd, the Word. Now, this parable actually doesn't conclude with the woman finding the coin. The parable Jesus tells here has three parts: the shepherd and the lost sheep, the woman and the lost coin, and in the text following our reading today, the father receiving the prodigal son with dancing and music and the eating of the fattened calf. So the rejoicing of this parable finds its completion in a joyous feast. We who were once lost little lambs and coins rejoice with friends and neighbors even now when we celebrate the Lord's Supper. And we long for the joy of finding more repentant sinners to eat with us as we await the never-ending joy of heaven. finding something lost on this earth brings a brief moment of joy. But the overwhelming joy of repentant sinners found by the one shepherd and his church is eternal, never ending. The joy of finding is eternal. Jesus, our shepherd, rejoices to bring us all the way home with him to heaven above, as was written by Isaiah the prophet. The ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We stand to sing the offertory, page 192. Stand for prayer. Our Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven to seek after us lost sheep and to bring us home rejoicing. Let us call upon him in thanksgiving and petition for ourselves and all people. O Father in heaven, we pray to you through the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Grant that we may daily recognize that you provide for our every need of body and soul. Bless the work of Trinity Lutheran Church Early Learning Center and LCMSU. Bless those who serve to protect the bodies of others, including police, firefighters, and those who serve in the military, especially Mike Gobble, Charles Gather, Emily Shelton, Alex Flappin, Ricardo Katonga, Danny Green, Courtney Tate, and Eli Wiley. We praise and bless your holy name for these gifts from above. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Thank you for the rain we've received for crops, cattle, and bodily use. And bless us with abundant showers from above, so we may have food to sustain this body of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you call pastors and set them to the task of shepherding your people. Bless them in their work of providing your gifts to those you have gathered, and as they seek those who have wandered away. Bring fruitfulness to the work of Reverend Michael Wildauer in Belize, and bless his family. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, look with favor on the households of this congregation, those celebrating birthdays this week, Tabitha Bauman, Rachel Fan, Avery Tamali, Denise Brinketter, and Melanie Clay, and those celebrating wedding anniversaries, Dale and Brenda Hartman, Aaron and Morgan Hartman. Grant that all may live in love that issues from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, our King, you appoint princes and all governing authorities. Remember those you have placed in authority over us, and grant that they might fulfill their responsibilities according to your word and for the good of your people. Give leaders everywhere hearts which desire peace and end to all war, especially in Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, you heal and deliver. Hear our cries for all who are in need of strength and rescue, especially Candy Darmody, Lindsay Shem, Kay Coffey, Jay Gallagher, and Dwayne Brasowski. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, your Son, who drew near to eat with sinners, now feeds his people with his own body and blood. Gather your people as a shepherd gathers lost sheep. Remove from them whatever is contrary to sound doctrine, and give them repentant hearts, that they might rejoice with the angels in heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Most merciful God, remember your baptized children who have wandered from the household of faith. Pursue them as a shepherd who seeks lost sheep. Strengthen their families to persist in prayer and confidence in your faithfulness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, you bring up the souls of your people from Sheol. Receive our thanks that you restore to life your people who go down to the pit, and preserve us in faith until we sing your praises with them in heaven. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, all things are yours, and you have promised to well supply us with all that we need. Give us courage and faith that we may give a confident amen to these prayers, certain that you will give us all that is good and beneficial to our salvation, and preserve us from all things harmful. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom, with whom, and in whom be all honor and glory, both now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us.
not be bound but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of your name, abide unto the end, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace.
Amen.